everyone, and thank you for joining me for this second in a series of podcasts looking at human embryology. In this one, I'll be talking about the first, second, and third months of pregnancy, or what we typically call the first trimester. So, in the previous episode, I talked about the blastocyst implanting into the uterine wall. Now, once that blastocyst is firmly implanted in that wall, the pre-embryonic stage starts and all the major systems of the human body begin to develop. In the fourth week, for example, rapid changes produce a recognisable embryo. The 4 weeks after fertilisation are a time of rapid development when all the major organs in the body system start to form. The complex organs that will sustain growth during pregnancy, including the placenta, the umbilical cord, and the amniotic sac, are also being formed. During the early stages of implantation, three different types of germ cells, develop, and they will eventually form the complete embryo. So there's the ectoderm, which will become the tissues and the organs of the nervous system, including the brain, as well as tissues of the outer surface of the body, such as the skin and the hair. There's the endoderm, and that develops into the lining of the GI or gastrointestinal tract, and the liver, the pancreas, and the thyroid gland, as well as the tissue lining the respiratory system, the bladder, and the urethra. And then there's the mesoderm, which develops into the skeleton, the things like connective tissue, circulatory system, the urogenital system, and most skeletal and smooth muscle. The ecto and endoderm develop while the blastocyst is burrowing into the wall of the uterus. The mesoderm, though, appears a bit later, during normally the third week. Initially, the germ cells have no form to indicate which end of the mass will be the head. Let's talk more specifically about the third week. Well, during the third week, so we're talking here days sort of 15 to 21, some of the ectoderm cells are what will become the rear end of the body, change shape, and they alter their position. They move towards the centre of the cluster of cells. As they multiply, they stack up, forming a structure called the primitive streak. Once ectoderm cells are in the primitive streak, they lose that characteristic shape that they have. And what they actually do, if you could visualise this, they become a little bit more rounded and spreading forward to become the mesoderm cells. Now, some of these cells will eventually develop into the vital internal body system. So we're thinking here sort of the muscles and the blood. Others become the notochord. It's a group of cells which develops along the back of the embryo as a sort of supportive central rod, you could say. In due course, this will form the foundation of the spinal cord. Also, during this third week, the rounded mass of cells become a bit more pear-shaped. The head of the embryo will form at the broad end, while the lower spine forms at the more pointed end. Let's think about week four. Well, during the fourth week, so days sort of 22, 28, the embryo develops segmented blocks of mesodermal cells called somites. So these blocks are formed in pairs and on either side of the notochord, the rod of cells that will become the spinal cord, as I alluded to before. So the somites will eventually become cartilage, things like nerve cells, bone, and muscles. We actually need to really talk about the development of the support structures in place, because the amniotic sac, the protective membrane around the developing embryo, is actually starting to form at this time. Although it's extremely small at this stage, it will later fill with the amniotic fluid and accommodate the baby and its placenta. The tissue that will become the placenta, the chorion, is also developing. The chorion is the outermost layer of cells that develops from the blastocyst. It becomes firmly attached to the lining of the uterus by villi, little tiny protections that secure themselves in the tissue of the uterine wall. The villi are surrounded by maternal blood and help to exchange oxygen, nutrients, and waste products. The tissue of the connecting stalk, later to become the umbilical cord, is also developing around this stage. There are some changes post fourth week of the notochord itself. So the notochord alters, causing certain areas of the ectodermal cells to change in ways that will eventually form what we know as the nervous system. The ectodermal cells in this area begin to form a sort of valley called the neural groove. Now the edges of this valley, the neural folds, grow towards each other, fusing to form the neural tube. The neural tube extends towards the head of the embryo, where a broad fold becomes visible that will grow into the brain. It also begins to grow towards the back, where it forms the spinal cord. As a result of the folding that takes place to make a distinct head and tail, a sort of rudimentary heart, I guess you could say, in the form of a straight tube develops during the fourth week. Now, this folding brings clusters of mesodermal cells, originally at the front of the embryo, to a position on the underside that corresponds roughly with the embryo's chest. During the fourth week, these cells meet in the middle of the developing gut. They form a single central space that becomes a tube. As the branchial arches, or branchial arches, I guess we could say rather, folds of tissue that will ultimately become the jaws and other structures of the head and neck, as they develop, the tube is forced down into the chest. It forms, I guess you could say, quite an obvious bulge in the underside of the embryo. It's that really has become the primitive heart. It begins pumping almost immediately, pushing newly formed blood cells around the tiny embryo, still buried in the wall of the uterus. But there's a few other developments in this first month as well. Important blood vessels are being produced outside of the embryo. Some develop into an extensive network in the wall of the yolk sac, and that provides nourishment for the early embryo. Others form an umbilical vein, an artery, through the connecting stalk, the umbilical cord, and that links the embryo to the developing placenta. Both sets of blood vessels are vital routes for food and oxygen for that rapidly enlarging embryo. Just to give those listening a little bit of perspective in terms of size, from the fourth week onwards, the developing embryo is usually described in terms of length. So it's measured from the crown of the head to the rump. Now, early measurements roughly are, well, first week after fertilisation, so you're talking about a pre-embryo here, you're looking at maybe about 0.15, so 0.15 millimetres long. Second week, anything between 0.36 and 1 millimetres long. By the third week, we're talking about maybe 1.25, that is, to 1.5 millimetres long, which again is, if you think, 1.5 millimetres is tiny. And by the end of the fourth week, the embryo is now about 4 to 5 millimetres long. So we're not even really at a full centimetre yet. Let's talk a little bit more about the second month of pregnancy. So during weeks 5 to 8, the embryo becomes much more recognisably human in form. Facial features will develop, limbs will grow, the torso straightens, and the internal organs will ultimately start to function. So by the end of the second month, the embryo is much more recognisable, as I said, as an actual human being, especially with regard to the facial features, such as the eyes, the tip of the nose, the jaws and the mouth. The tail between the buttocks has disappeared, and the trunk is now less curved and a bit more C-shaped. The limbs have become jointed at the elbows, and distinct fingers and toes have begun to appear. Most of the internal organs have formed, and some will be beginning to function pretty well. During the fifth week, the leg buds are beginning to appear. The arm buds, which developed in the fourth week, have grown longer and have divided into a hand segment and an arm and a shoulder segment. The hand and foot buds have a flattened plate at the end where the fingers and the toes will ultimately develop. In addition, the external ears will begin to become visible, and pits mark the position of the developing nose. The upper and the lower jaws formed from the branchial arches are beginning to develop here too. The heart now bulges from its position in the front of the chest. By this time, it's divided into the separate right and the left heart chambers. The primary bronchi, the air passages, in the lungs are already present. The cerebral hemispheres, which make up the two sides of the brain, are also growing, while the eyes and the nostrils are developing and the tongue is actually recognisable. By the end of the fifth week, all of the other internal organs, so I'm thinking liver, pancreas, stomach, gallbladder, kidney, sex organs, they've all begun to form, although they're barely recognisable except tiny buds of tissue. Although a five-week-old embryo doesn't have a fully formed alimentary canal, or alimentary tract, as in basically a digestive tract, the folding of the cell layers that produce the heart, tail, and head also initiate the early construction of the gut. The alimentary tube, which is initially closed at both ends, opens at the mouth during the fifth week. However, the end that will eventually become the anus doesn't open until much, much later in the baby's development. During the sixth week, the embryo is continuing to grow and change rapidly. By the end of the week, the embryo will measure about, we're talking top end, sort of like maybe 20, anything from 20 to 25 millimetres, from the crown to the rump. The main internal organs are finished forming, although they're still at a rudimentary stage. At this time, the embryo's head is still large in relation to the rest of the body, and the facial features are becoming much more distinguishable. The eyes and the nostrils, which were originally at the side of the head, have now moved to the front, with the growth and development of the face. Pigment is beginning to appear in the retina of the eye, but the eyes are covered by the skin that will eventually form eyelids. In fact, interestingly, they will remain closed until about week 24 or week 25. The inner and the middle ear, responsible for balance and hearing, they're growing fast, but the external ear hasn't formed yet, though it will shortly. The tip of the nose is also present. The embryo, or the embryo's limbs rather, are growing and the hands are now beginning to take shape. The feet will not clearly form for about maybe another week or so. The embryo's trunk is getting longer and it's beginning to straighten out. The arms and the legs extend forward and the arms have grown longer as well. They bend at the elbows and they curve slightly over the heart. Now at this point, the fingers have become separated, but the toes are still outlines. The heart, which is already present and become, or beating strongly rather, will develop the aortic and the pulmonary valves. The tubes leading from the trachea, as in the windpipe, to the bronchi, the functioning part of the lungs, you could say, are becoming branched. Now, week 7 is particularly active. During the 7th week, the embryo will be forming many of the internal organ systems, a process called organogenesis, and they will begin to function. So, for example, the stomach will start to make digestive fluids, and the liver and the kidneys will begin to work. Lengthwise, we're talking anything up to about, say, 30 millimetres, close to the, maybe like the size of a large olive, a large green olive. The torso of the embryo begins to elongate, and the body will become more square in shape. The embryo's arms and legs continue to grow longer and extend in front of the body. The tips of the fingers are slightly swollen where the fingertips are developing and the thumbs begin to differentiate from the other fingers. The toes start to be visible and the legs and the feet may now actually be long enough to meet in front of the torso. Some of the neck and trunk muscles will begin to contract and move spontaneously, and the arms and legs will move too. Although these movements can be detected on an ultrasound scan, they're not really felt by the mother for at least, again, another couple of weeks. The head, the face, and the neck are developing rapidly at this stage. The head's becoming more erect. The skin that will become the eyelids almost covers the eyes, and the external ears are evident here. The tip of the nose is now a distinct feature. The inner ear is almost complete, whilst the jaw, the lips, and the mouth are becoming clearly formed. At this time, the tiny teeth buds are beginning to develop. As a result of all of these rapid changes, the embryo can now be seen to be a human being, although it's still extremely small. However, it's probably still impossible to distinguish whether it's male or female. Although the sex of the baby was determined at conception, In the early stages of development, the external genitalia of the male and female initially appear very similar. It'll be another few weeks before biological sex can be clearly determined on an ultrasound scan, let's say. Now let's talk about week 8, which marks the end of the second month. The development of the organ systems in the body is well underway, and the embryo is looking much more, as I said, human. At this point, the head's still large compared with the rest of the body, but the face and the features are even more recognisable. The eyes can clearly be seen beneath an eyelid portion of skin, and the tear ducts have formed even. The ears, which began on the neck, are moving up towards the head. The ankles and the wrists are forming, and the fingers and toes are now visible, although they're still covered by thin webbing. During this time, the upper limbs begin to bend, ultimately at the elbows, and the fingers get this curve towards the chest region. But the arms and legs, again, during week 8, are increasing in length. By the end of the 8th week, though, this embryonic period is over, and the embryo becomes a fetus. It's during these first 2 months that the embryo has been most vulnerable to factors that can interfere with healthy development and growth. So most congenital malformations, so things at birth, occur before the end of week 8. Although problems with the fetus can still occur during the remainder of the pregnancy, the most critical period has now passed. Lengthwise of the embryo, we're talking anything up to about 35 millimetres here. Fetus will continue to grow extremely rapidly until about the 20th week after fertilisation, and then it begins to slow down. In weeks 9 to 12, which bring the first trimester of pregnancy to a close, the fetus almost doubles in length. It begins to actually resemble a baby as the eyes move to the front of the face and the ears to the side of the head. The start of the third month is the beginning of the fetal period. From this time onwards, what was known as the embryo is now called the fetus, as I've said. The end of the third month marks the end of the first trimester, or the first third of the whole of pregnancy. The term trimester is used to define periods of embryonic and fetal development. The period of pregnancy, as dated from fertilisation, is divided into three trimesters, each about 13 weeks long. During the third month, fetal growth is rapid, and it continues so until, as I said, about the 22nd week. However, during the third month, the head, which was initially large in comparison to the body, starts to begin to grow slowly, while the body grows much more rapidly. So by the end of the month, the fetus is very well formed, and many of the internal organs and body systems will function normally. By the 9th week, the head makes up almost half of the entire length of the fetus. The whole length is anywhere up to, say, 40 to 44 millimetres. We're talking about 4 centimetres, it's tiny. The head begins to extend and incline towards the spine so that the chin raises up and is no longer resting on the chest. The neck's beginning to develop and lengthen, which helps make that process easier. Other changes are also taking place. The nails on the fingers and toes appear, with the fingernails appearing first, but then they're covered by this thin little layer of skin. Eyelids are fused and the eyes remain closed until a little bit later in pregnancy. The external genitalia become much more distinguishable during this week, although the sex of the baby is still not really evident visually if examined on an ultrasound scan. Or not typically. With the growth of the fetus continuing at a rapid rate to week 10, the size overall, it's quite a bit of a jump, can really range anything from sort of 58 to 60 millimetres. Fetus has almost doubled in size since week 7. The weight of the baby is also increasing rapidly. Few organs or structures still remain to be formed. Instead, the remainder of the pregnancy is taken up with encouraging growth and further development, and the body systems will basically start to function. The bones of the skeleton, which started to develop early on, are now beginning to go through a process called ossification, in which bone begins to replace cartilage. The fingers and toes have all separated, and the nails on both continue to grow. Scattered areas of fine hair will begin to appear on the body, and the external genitalia continue to develop. The small intestine of the digestive system is now beginning to be capable of producing the contractions that many of you listening will know as peristalsis, that pushes food through the gut. The pituitary gland, located at the base of the brain, is beginning to manufacture a number of hormones, including growth hormone. The nervous system has developed further, and the fetus is continuing to move around inside the uterus, although as yet this movement will not be felt by the mother. Come week 11, it's really around that time that the head begins to grow slowly and the body growth really begins to pick up. It really reduces the ratio of head to body size. But overall size, we're talking anywhere again now between 65 and 75 millimetres in week 11. Fetus is now about the size of, just to give it some context, maybe that's about the size of a peach. Face looks a lot more human. Ears are moving up the neck, which is where they were initially, and they will soon come to lie in their final position at the side of the head. The eyes, which started out on the side of the head, are moving closer to the front of the face, which will be their ultimate position. In the mouth, the two halves of the palate begin to fuse. If that doesn't occur, a condition known as cleft palate may be present at birth, which usually requires surgical treatment so that the baby can feed properly. By the end of week 12, the fetus has grown tremendously in size. The eyes have moved to the front and the ears are now at the side of the head. The neck's got longer, the chin no longer rests on the chest. But what's interesting is the fetus is now able to swallow and move its upper lip. If the lips were touched or stroked, they would move. This ability is probably the initial stage in the development of the rooting reflex, which is an instinct that enables a newborn baby to find the nipple and feed after birth. During this time, the fetus becomes able to produce urine. When amniotic fluid is swallowed and utilised by the fetus, sterile waste urine is excreted back into the amniotic fluid. The urine is removed as the amniotic fluid is exchanged and refreshed. Also at this point, the fetus will begin to receive all of its nutrition through the placenta, which has been growing and developing during the third month. The amount of amniotic fluid has increased considerably and the fetus has plenty of room to move around. The fetal movements, which began a few weeks ago, are continuing. However, they're still quite undetectable, rather, to the mother. By this point, external genitalia are sufficiently well developed to be seen under ultrasound examination. At this point, it would usually be possible for an obstetrician to determine whether the fetus is a biological male or female by examining that ultrasound scan. The majority of the organs and body systems have now fully developed, even though some are still quite rudimentary and the fetus is considered to be fully formed really from this point onwards. The remaining months of the pregnancy are primarily concerned with further growth and the maturing of existing organs rather than the development of new ones. So in the next in this series of podcasts on human embryology, we'll look at the next few months. So months 4, 5 and 6, ultimately the second of the three trimesters. If you have any questions about anything I've raised in this podcast, just get in touch at kytosbiology@gmail.com. All that remains for me to say is a big thank you to everyone for listening again. And I hope you can join me next time.